From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Semblance of normalcy returned Wednesday to the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore. Schools are reopening and authorities declaring that the city is safe 2 days after rioting and looting erupted. Some weekday commuters headed off to work. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan said the city is now safe. He said an overnight curfew had quieted tensions after Monday's rampaging, rioting, looting, and fires imperiled impoverished neighborhoods. City police reported that 35 people were arrested during the first night of a 7-hour overnight curfew, in which police and National Guard troops dispersed protesters. It was in marked contrast to Monday's turmoil over the unexplained death of Freddie Gray, 25-year-old African-American, who died earlier this month from an unexplained severe spinal injury while in police custody. Nearly 300 girls and women are now free from Boko Haram captivity after a raid by Nigeria's military. But some may have nowhere else to go. Chris Stein has more for VOA.
The identities of 200 girls and 93 women the Nigerian military says it rescued from Boko Haram in the Sambisa forest on Tuesday remain unknown. As part of its 6-year insurgency, Boko Haram has kidnapped hundreds of people in northeastern Nigeria and neighboring Cameroon. Its most infamous mass kidnapping was in the town of Chibok, when the militants kidnapped 219 schoolgirls last year. Military spokesmen have been unclear on whether the girls rescued Tuesday are or are not from the town. Whoever they are, these nearly 300 women have a long journey back to normalcy. Psychologist and counterterrorism advisor to the government, Fatima Kilu, says many may not be able to go home because Boko Haram has destroyed their houses, families, or businesses.
This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Wednesday expressed deep repentance over Japan's role in World War II, even as he declared Tokyo's emergence as a global security player in the face of China's rising power in Asia. Mr. Abe was the first Japanese Prime Minister to receive the rare honor of addressing a joint meeting of the United States Congress as he continued his week-long U.S. visit. Speaking of his visit to the U.S. World War II Memorial in Washington, he stood in silent prayer with deep repentance in his heart before the thousands of stars on the memorial representing Americans who died in battle.
My dear friends, on behalf of Japan and the Japanese people, I offer with profound respect my eternal condolences to the souls of all American people that were lost during World War II.
Prime Minister Abe insisted that Tokyo must not ignore the suffering of Asian peoples from its wartime behavior. His speech came as both countries marked the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Global press freedom was reduced last year to its lowest level in more than a decade, according to a report issued Wednesday by an international human rights monitoring organization. Freedom House's annual survey said journalists across the world face restrictions placed on them by forces, including authoritarian governments, terrorists, and media owners with business interests. Overall, Freedom House says just 14% of the world's population lives in free countries, quote, where coverage of political news is robust, the safety of journalists is guaranteed, state intrusion in media affairs is minimal, and the press is not subject to onerous legal and economic pressures, end quote. Iran's foreign minister said the interception of a cargo ship Tuesday in Iranian waters was a commercial legal matter, not a security or political issue. Mohammad Javad Zarif, speaking in New York Wednesday, said the MV Maersk Tigris, a Marshall Islands flagship, was involved in a long-standing Iranian court case recently concluded over monetary claims. And the U.S. Central Bank says economic growth slowed over the past few months as unusually bad winter weather and slack exports took a toll. The bad weather is over, and Fed officials wrote that keeping the interest rate low will help the economy resume moderate growth. Inflation remains below the 2% rate that experts say would be healthy. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.